Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at vegetarian diets and calories, and finally, a story about the biologic cost of caring for a cancer patient. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 598. Recorded July 7th, 2017. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Dieters who go vegetarian not only lose weight more effectively than those on conventional low-calorie diets, but also improve their metabolism by reducing muscle fat, according to a new study published in the Journal of American College of Nutrition. Losing muscle fat improves glucose and lipid metabolism, so this finding is particularly important for people with metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes, according to the lead author of the study. The vegetarian diet was found to be almost twice as effective in reducing body weight, resulting in an average loss of 6.2 kilograms compared to 3.2 kilograms for the conventional diet. The study found that both diets caused a similar reduction in subcutaneous fat. However, subfascial fat was only reduced in response to the vegetarian diet, and intramuscular fat was more greatly reduced by the vegetarian diet. This is important as increased subfascial fat in patients with type 2 diabetes has been associated with insulin resistance, so reducing it could have a beneficial effect on glucose metabolism. In addition, reducing intramuscular fat could help improve muscular strength and mobility, particularly in older people with diabetes. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations, including the most effective types of vegetarian diets, with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for the full study. Caring for a family member with cancer is psychologically demanding. However, it remains unclear whether the distress that caregiving provokes also takes a physiologic toll on the body. A 2009 study published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology observed familial caregivers of patients with brain cancer for a year after diagnosis and tracked changes in neurohormonal and inflammatory processes. Results of the study reveal that caregivers showed marked change over time in diurnal output of salivary amylase, a marker of sympathetic nervous system activity, whereas secretions and controls were stable during follow-up. Cortisol output was similar in caregivers and controls. During the year, caregivers showed a profound linear increase in systemic inflammation as indexed by CRP. At the same time, they displayed a linear decline in mRNA for anti-inflammatory signaling molecules and diminished in vitro glucocorticoid sensitivity. The study concluded that these preliminary data show that familial caregivers of patients with cancer experienced marked changes in neurohormonal and inflammatory processes in the year after diagnosis. These changes may place them at risk for morbidity and mortality from diseases fostered by excessive inflammation. Surf to our show notes for the full study. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Entrepreneurs are great at dealing with uncertainty and also very good at minimizing risk. That's the classic entrepreneur. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.